You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading the business success. Today we are with Ray Gillenwater, the co-founder and CEO of Speak Up and a tech investor advisor. Ray's most important role as CEO is attracting and retaining exceptionally talented people. With continuous input from the team, Ray is responsible for defining the strategy and ensuring that the company operations connect the team to the strategy as efficiently as possible. Ray, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio today.
Thanks, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you as well. What is Speak Up and what is it that you do? Maybe get into that just briefly.
Sure. Speak Up is quite simply an employee engagement and innovation platform. Our mission is to give anyone at a company the ability to create positive change at work, because we are now living firmly in the age of knowledge workers, which means that companies that take advantage of their employees' best thinking and insight are the ones that will have a competitive advantage.
Now, if you would just touch on your background and what led you to Speak Up, that'll help us a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I've been in the tech business for about 10 years or so, and I've always been very focused on communications and process, and especially where those two intersect. And that's sort of what led me to the idea of where Speak Up came from. At my last big role at a company, I was working for BlackBerry in Australia, and I was managing a team of about 55 people, when it really struck me that there's no interesting new way that takes advantage of great new tools and technology to capture the best thinking and insight from my team. We're still doing things the old way in business. We are doing meetings and offsites and emails, and it's information overload. It's too much. And so I was always very focused on trying to get the best thoughts and the best feedback from everyone on the team, not just my direct reports. And I was thinking it would be great if there was a piece of software that could help me do that. And so I decided to build Speak Up.
Brilliant. Now, how does Speak Up benefit employees and team members?
Well, I think anyone that joins a company, once they sign on the dotted line and they accept that offer, they have a certain level of passion for what they're trying to do. And over time, they become disenfranchised. Only 13% of employees globally are actively engaged at work, which means that companies aren't doing a good enough job of retaining that emotional connection between employer and employee. And the reason behind that is companies just aren't listening. So they're not actually enabling employees to make positive change at work. And so employees, as a result, just want to put their head down, do the bare minimum, do their job, go home, and collect the paycheck. And what Speak Up does is it enables anyone to create positive change at work. You can share a problem that you're having. Anyone can pose a solution to the problem, and the best solution wins, depending on the decision maker's final decision. Same thing goes for ideas. Anyone can post an idea through voting and commenting. It's curated, and then the output is a distinct proposition that a decision maker at a company can decide upon.
Why is internal communication so difficult for companies, and how does Speak Up facilitate better communication?
Well, I think one of the big problems with the way companies are set up is they look a lot like the military. And I think we all know that in the military, communication is super effective in one way, and that's from the top down. So that hierarchy is the same. And it's no surprise that lateral communication or upward communication is suboptimal. And so I think that without some really specific measures in place, tools, operations, and procedures to solve for that, to capture feedback from frontline employees and involve everyone in that process, companies will continue to struggle with that poor internal communication.
Today we are joined by Ray Gillenwater, the co-founder and CEO of Speak Up and a tech investor advisor here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ray, what are the biggest shortcomings to effective internal communications?
Well, I have a shocking stat for you. Maybe not so shocking for some, but 11 million meetings take place in the U.S. every single day, and over one-third of those are inefficient. And that reflects a massive shortcoming in internal communication, because a lot of companies don't define how, when, and why to communicate. It's just left up to people, and we have our own ideas on the best way to communicate. So I may think, and this was certainly the case of BlackBerry for a lot of people, that email is the de facto best way to communicate. I use that for everything. Other people might prefer instant messenger. Other people might prefer a phone. Other people want to call a meeting. Every single time there's something to discuss. And so where companies fail is they don't actually define the specific processes and tools by which their team should be communicating. And when that happens, it's just left up to everyone's opinion, and it becomes a big mess. So defining when to have a meeting, when not to have a meeting, more importantly, how to send emails, when to send emails, and what tools are being used to collaborate is really crucial.
Do you find that employees in general want to communicate but either don't know how or are too afraid to do it? What would you say about that?
I think for sure employees want to communicate. I think what they want more, though, is to feel safe. And a lot of companies don't provide a culture where an employee can speak openly and still feel safe. And so the default then to feel safe is just to keep your mouth shut and do your job, which is a really terrible thing for a company culture, and it leaves a lot of opportunity on the table, especially for those that aren't brave enough to speak up in meetings or maybe even weren't invited to the meeting in the first place. We need a way to systematically capture the best thinking from everyone on the team and objectify the information to make better decisions from that insight.
Certainly good stuff, good topic as well. Lastly, in your experience, are people generally open to giving and receiving feedback?
I think enlightened people are. I think enlightened cultures reflect that approach. I think that certainly giving and receiving feedback is crucial to coming to the best answer when discussing problems, when coming up with solutions, when generating ideas. I think that if you can create a culture in your workplace where feedback is valued, especially leaders and mid-level managers, they're not afraid of being contradicted by a lower-level employee. They're not afraid of having someone say that their idea isn't the best way to go for reason A, B, and C. That's when you can truly come to the best answer collectively. And I think that's what we're moving towards. We're moving away from the age of just having to make gut decisions about problems. We now have data and information to base our decision-making on, and this new wave of leadership that's coming into the workplace is more data-oriented, and the result will be a competitive advantage for companies that embrace that.
Ray, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Speak Up Online and how they can be in potential contact as well?
Yeah, certainly. So our website URL is getspeakup.com. You can go to our website, check out our information, see how Speak Up might benefit your company. Anyone at your company can sign up for Speak Up for free, and it's a private, secure space just for people within your company to have discussions and to collaborate. And then I can be reached at any time. Feel free to email me directly, ray@getspeakup.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final takeaway in form of a tip for the listeners today?
Just a question. I think that everyone listening should think to themselves, when is the last time that a product or process at your company has changed based on the feedback or input from someone on the front line? So for you leaders out there, someone one, two, maybe three layers below you, when is the last time they were actually able to make tangible change within the company? Now, when you ask yourself that and you can't think of the last time it occurred, that indicates there's an internal communication problem. You probably are like most companies, and you have everyone in the leadership making important decisions about products and processes, even though they're furthest removed from the customers in most cases. So if that is the case, improvement is needed. It doesn't have to be Speak Up to help you with that process, but you certainly need to have some sort of way that you approach that, solve it, and put a tool in place to make it better.
Ray, certainly appreciate your bringing your expertise to the marketplace, especially in the much-needed area of communication. Thanks so much for joining us today as well on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
You bet. We've been speaking with Ray Gillenwater, the co-founder and CEO of Speak Up. And once again, the website of reference is getspeakup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.